From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Moves in the US Congress to help the Caribbean cope with NAFTA. The countries of the Netherlands Antilles discuss their future with the Dutch government. And elections in Jamaica, are they just weeks away? I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There are moves in the US Congress to present a Caribbean Basin Initiative Enhancement Bill. Pat Thompson, Chief Executive Officer of the Caribbean Association of Industry and Commerce, says the bill could help CARICOM countries cope with the initial effects of the NAFTA agreement. I phoned him in Washington to ask what kind of protection such a bill could offer to CBI countries.
It will protect them in the initial three-year period in these specific requests. Under the NAFTA agreement, and one is assuming that it goes through as is, then, as you know, there is a Mexico gets benefits under that agreement, but in a phased manner, depending on what the product is. In other words, it doesn't get benefits on the immediate duty fee benefits on all products right away. And so this enhancement bill we're talking about would deal with those in respect to which it would get benefits in the first 3 years of the agreement. Now, as time goes on, other benefits would begin to come in which would need either further enhancement or amendment of the legislation, or the Caribbean Basin countries themselves joining NAFTA with certain provisions and transition periods of their own. So what the enhancement legislation we're talking about right now is designed merely to do with to deal with those disadvantages which the Caribbean Basin countries, including CARICOM, would otherwise suffer because of the coming into being of NAFTA in its first 3 years of operation. There are going to be other problems that would have to be dealt with further down the road.
How long do you think it will be before we see this enhancement bill?
Well, I think Mr. Gibbons' staff are working on the actual draft bill, and I'm told that that might be available to interested parties like ourselves in a matter of weeks. And we would then have to study that draft legislation and comment on it as is relevant. And if we agree with it, then start lobbying our governments and others, and in due course the Congress and the administration to pass it. Now, whether it would be passed by as a bill on its own, or whether it would be tacked on to the NAFTA enabling legislation, is a matter that has to be determined by those more familiar than ourselves with the intricacies of the U.S. legislative process.
Now, shouldn't the Caribbean be making some kind of input into the framing of the amendment, or is there no formal role for the Caribbean?
Already through organizations with whom we work, like Caribbean Latin American Action here in Washington, Mr. Gibbons and his colleagues know some of the things that we want to see in an enhancement bill. And when we see the draft, we will see whether most or all of them are in there and in what form. And we will have an opportunity then to comment on the draft legislation before it goes formally forward as a draft bill to the Congress.
Thousands of people demonstrated in Puerto Rico on Sunday to save the 936 Caribbean Investment Program. The Puerto Rican administration is expected to make a statement this week, making its position clear on the threatened package. But, as Debbie Ransom reports, the divisions within the new Rosello administration could affect 936 investment for the rest of the Caribbean.
The 936 program has provided millions of investment dollars to Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, Dominica, and other Caribbean states. Soon to come on stream for 936 funding would have been Guyana and St. Lucia. But President Clinton's cost-cutting plans and dreams of statehood within the new Puerto Rican administration are putting the 936 program in jeopardy. The U.S. leader wants to trim the 936 tax exemption benefits for U.S. companies investing in the Caribbean. Slicing the 100% exemption would save his administration around $7 billion. The Puerto Rican government has not been quick to fight this in Washington, the reason being that the Rosello administration is split on the issue. Some argue that it's time to agree with Mr. Clinton and seek to phase out 936. In return, they want an economic development package for Puerto Rico, which would be the new pillar for statehood. Critics in San Juan have called this a gamble, pointing out that in losing the 936 jobs and investment package, Puerto Rico might not get its statehood dream anyway. Those who want to keep 936 have appealed for Caribbean help in lobbying Washington. Already those who wish to put Puerto Rico's agenda first have managed to get a suspension on 936 tourism investment funding. On hold are three projects seen as possibly damaging to Puerto Rico's own tourism plans. In Jamaica, these projects would have amounted to an investment of around $250 million. So the fears of those who demonstrated in the streets of San Juan yesterday could soon be the wider fears of other Caribbean workers. Those Puerto Ricans protesting on Sunday were concerned about losing their jobs if 936-backed companies close up shop in San Juan and head home. If the anti-936 lobby gets its way, it wouldn't only be Puerto Rican jobs at stake.
That report from Debbie Ransom. A conference on the future of the Netherlands Antilles opened in Curaçao today. Representatives of the territories and the Dutch government are discussing their future relationship and status. It's being chaired.